Episode 49 of the Velocity Podcast. Happy Friday to you, my friend.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. Normally on a Wednesday, but we thought we'd shake things up and just go absolutely mental and do it on a Friday instead.
Also, Wednesday was a really busy day, so we just moved it to today.
Yeah, that's a good point. How are you, mate?
I'm pretty well, actually. We are day 12 of 75 hard, and we were chatting a little bit about this yesterday. So far, I'll just say my observations, and then maybe you can share one or two of yours. But I think the challenge is the bladder. That's the that's been the hard thing. 4.5 liters a day of water is a challenge. So you have to force yourself to do it, and then be aware that toilet stops every 2 hours or so is going to happen. Yeah. And yeah, you will hear some slurpage on this episode. So apologies for that.
And also the word slurpage, like you might not have heard that word before. That's quite a nice sounding word. Rolls off the tongue.
Well, we commit to sharing knowledge, don't we, and teaching people new things. So if that's expanding someone's vernacular, then I'm all for it.
Have a slurpage. There he is.
Nice. Slurpage complete. So water, obviously that's a challenge. But on a slightly more serious note, we both commented on one of the hardest things about doing 75 hard is actually the deliberation and the decision to do it and commit to it in the first place.
Yeah.
And figuring out, can I do it? If I do it, how will I do it? And how does this fit into my life? And going through all those decisions and considerations. Once you and I had made it, which was probably about a week or two before we officially started it, it's like, it's done now. Like I know what I'm doing. I've got to just stick to it. And it's doing, like it's the work, which you and I are pretty comfortable with.
And it's not, you know, I'm going to talk about my experience with it in a sec, but it's not too dissimilar to anything else in life. Like making the decision to do something and going through the pros and the cons and the, you know, the potential negatives to it. That's actually the really hard bit. Like once you've made the decision, if you're a certain type of character, you'll commit to that decision and you'll get the fucking thing done. And there's so many good things to take away from that we can talk about regarding business. And I had a moment of that yesterday. So yesterday you and me met up, we recorded some content for the day, which we're going to talk about a bit in this podcast. We played squash and we played for over an hour and a half. And so 75 hard is about doing 2 45-minute workouts. And so like my logical brain was like, cool, well, I've kind of done that. I've just done 2 in 1. And we got home after a long day and I sat down, chilled out, started watching a bit of TV. I thought something didn't quite sit right with me in my head. I felt a little bit anxious and I couldn't work out what it was. And I was like, it's because I haven't done an individual second workout today. So I ended up coming out into the garage, into my gym, and like busting weights at 1 o'clock in the morning last night. And I really got into it as well. And I really enjoyed it. And I felt really like fulfilled at the end of it because I felt like I genuinely ticked that second box.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of is in keeping with what you were just talking about. You know, like once you've made a commitment, once you said you're going to do something, like fucking do it. And it's only yourself that you're holding yourself accountable to. It's only you. Like no one would have known whether I did that or whether I didn't. But for me to be able to legitimately tick that box, I had to get that second bit in my head. And that's like the biggest realization for me from doing 75 hard. And listen, we're talking about it here because it isn't really about 75 hard. It's the mental side of it that I find really interesting. As I've said to myself for such a long time, you know, I've got 2 kids, got a really busy life, we're growing this business. I'll train when I can. I'll try and eat as well as possible. I'll try and drink water. And that's kind of equated to probably 3 sessions a week, you know, a takeaway once a week, a bit too much alcohol, some fairly healthy food wrapped in around it, which has kept me in a very mediocre physical and mental state.
Mm.
But yeah, making that commitment, all of a sudden I'm making time for all of these things. And it's all of a sudden so important that I'm going, well, do you know what? I don't need to do that bit. I can go and get a workout in now. And there's a desire to go and get it done all of a sudden. And just this shift in the last, whatever it is, 10, 11 days, you know, I've lost 0.5 stone. I feel like I've got a lot more energy. And I believe when I'm sat down in front of the laptop now that I'm getting tasks done much more efficiently because my brain's fucking flying at the moment.
Yeah. And it's interesting how, you know, we're applying this very much to our own health and fitness and our mental fortitude. But you think you can apply the same thing to business, something that we do, we turn up and do every day.
Yeah.
And there might be someone listening to this. And we're applying this to ourselves as well. Like when you're fully committed to something and you go out there and you say, this is what I'm going to do, this is where I'm going, then that sense of public and social accountability does flip a switch inside you, because you're like, oh, I've said it now. And there's this thing, I think it might have originally heard it from Tony Robbins, but then I also read about it in Robert Cialdini's Influence book. And it's one of the most powerful social psychological influences is called consistency. And it's that as humans, we are really naturally driven to do things in line with who we say we are.
Yeah.
So when someone says, if we say publicly, I am doing 75 hard, i.e. for the next 75 days, I'm doing these things, it's a real, there's a real magnetic kind of like attraction to doing the things, because I don't want to be that kind of guy that says something and doesn't do it, which is why we often don't commit to doing things publicly in the first place if we're not fully in it.
Yeah.
And so whatever the thing is, I find that that's one of the tools, one of the tricks or hacks, if you like, of your own psychology, your own makeup, to be like, if I really want something, then I just need to state it, and I need to say, this is what I'm going after, this is how I'm going to do it, watch me. And then bam, like it might be hard for initially to get over that initial psychological hump, but it's a surefire way of making something happen.
Yeah, that's a pretty good segue to social media, which is where our heads have been at over the last sort of 24-48 hours. And how you can use that to your advantage for those things, but also how you can look at what it is that's going on in your daily life and the observations that you're making with, if we're talking to you as personal trainers out there now, like the observations that you can make from your day-to-day life as a coach, but also with your clients and how that's interacting and how you can share that message organically. And we were just talking to our guys in Cheetah Squad, which is one of the higher level programs we have at Velocity for coaches that are aspiring to sort of take their business to scale. And you said it was something around the idea. I can't remember. It wasn't that great, but it was something around the idea of like how you think about going about creating social media content, like rather than sitting there and thinking, oh, I've got to get some content out today. It's a case of like reframing that. Maybe you could kick us off with that fantastic statement that you said about 20 minutes ago that I've forgotten already.
The sort of semi-fantastic half-good thing that I muttered.
Yeah.
If I'm right in what you're referring to, it was that, and this is a struggle that we've had. So like where this is almost us figuring this out for ourselves. And in so doing, it's like a real life example of what I'm about to say. We used to be like, we've got to make some content. Got to post content today, got to do something. And that statement's kind of true because, yeah, we need to show up.
Yeah.
But that's not a great question or statement to make in order to get you to create something that's going to work for you in the long run.
Mm.
So as opposed to that, we say, well, what elements of your life could you choose to share and be public and a bit vulnerable about, and like, connected to our 75 hard example, whereby you would say, this part of my life, this is what I want. This is what I want from it. This is where I'm going. This is my goal. This is my target. This is why I see this as important. This is what I'm going to do to make it better, or to do, you know, to add this thing. And we could come up, we could share some examples of what we share with our guys in a minute. But that's the first question. So identify what it is that you're going to share, and then like share and document and broadcast those things and your journey to and along the journey towards those things as content on social media. So it becomes less about content and more about documentation and sharing.
Why? Like, why would we do that? Why is that valuable? I mean, obviously I know the answer, but I think it'd be good for people to listen to. Like, why should I document my own journey, and why should I share that on social media? Why shouldn't I just post about how much water you need to drink a day and how many calories you should consume and why fucking milk is bad for you or whatever?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the simplest little models that we've used to help us, first and foremost, grow Velocity, and then the same thing for the coaches that we work with, is the something called the six-stage ladder, a very simple model that says we need to first get to know someone, then they need to get rapport with them and like that individual, they need to like us. Then we build trust, and many people have heard know, like, and trust. Then it goes to try, so kind of some sort of trial consult taster, like they get a taste of what we do, then buy, they buy from us, become a client or a customer, and then they refer because they've loved what they've done with you. So know, like, trust, try, buy, refer. And a very logical thing, and we like logic and structure, right? But we applied that to content. And if you want people to buy from you because you want more clients, then you have to have more people come and try your thing out. But because the ladder works so sequentially, in order for people to try you out, they have to trust you. Because I wouldn't go and like test something out that I didn't trust in, right? But in order to trust someone, you actually have to know and like them, because people tend not to trust people that they don't know and like.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people have access to eyeballs in their gym or the social media or groups or wherever, but like they're not providing the type of content, the type of things, to just come away from that word for a second, they're not sharing stuff that gives people opportunity to know and like them, to connect with them on some kind of level. And so why do we share that stuff? Well, if you haven't, like, if we're, you know, we're largely here for business. So if you want more clients, if you want a bigger and better business, and you want more people in that business, then you have to be prepared to go through the logical stages of having people come into your world and climb up that ladder.
Yeah. Yeah. Really good. Really good answer. Put you under the pressure pot there, and you came out smelling of roses, my friend. And I think there's two ways of looking at it, isn't there? Like, the way that we do things at Velocity is we've got like very, very direct kind of social media work that we do for a very finite period of time, which we just use the word promotion. Like, we are promoting an offer of help. There's this type of person, this type of problem. If you resonate with that, do something and I'll connect with you. And then you build the six stage ladder that you just spoke about personally with them in private message, in DMs, however that might look. So we do something that's going to go out there and kind of really connect with someone. They're going to read it once and they're going to click. But the chances of somebody clicking on that when they've already been let into your world, they've already seen X, Y, and Z about your personal life, about how you do business, about the other people that you're already working with, about what you believe in, what your mission is, the chances of them clicking on that thing when you choose to post it are so much higher if you've already built that kind of know and like with someone. So there has to be a combination of these two things. We can't just promote ourselves all the time. We have to have things that are going on that are building that know, like, and trust in the background, so that either they just reach out to you or start a conversation, or you can start a conversation with them. Or when you go out there to do something quite purposeful, you're going to get more reaction, because people in your community, and remember, team, this is for, we're speaking more here to face-to-face personal trainers. We are very, very good helping face-to-face coaches build their business, and it's a very different process to if you were trying to become an online coach. It's a completely different way of marketing yourself. So if we can encapsulate, if we can become the go-to message in your community in a 5-mile radius of your gym, then when you make that post, yeah, you're going to get a lot more eyeballs on it. You're going to get a lot more traction.
So yeah, I think that was really interesting. And what we did was we then thought, okay, well, how do we choose what type of stuff that we should share? And I just came up with three very simple buckets. You've got family and friend stuff, so stuff you're doing with your loved ones and the relationships that you're building or you want to build or you want to have, like, share that journey or share parts of that. That's an option. And then there was fun and fulfillment, like what you do for personal interests and hobbies. And I think one thing that has come up, when this is also us as well, because we've been in phases where we've done nothing else but just be a dad, be a husband, and work, and that's it. Yeah. And then there's no room for anything else. But there's a cost to that, of like living by that belief that there is no room for anything else, because then like you just become a bit less, or a bit more one-dimensional. There's less about you to connect with, because all I do is this.
Become a boring fucker, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Boring fuckers. So the boring fuckers out there, like, if hopefully this might give you permission to start up that thing or to spend a little bit more time on that thing, right? So yeah, the fun and fulfillment was another one, and then the third one was your field of expertise. So what, like, with work, with business, with your mission, like, what are you trying to do? What are you learning? What are you loving, like, doing right now in real life. That's not to say that's like, oh, I'm going to talk about all the stuff I know about fat loss. It's more, what are you learning right now? What are you finding interesting at the moment? What keeps you up late at night watching YouTube videos? Like, what, and share that journey of exploring your curiosity, and people can tap into that as well.
Yeah. And also, like, what have you experienced with the people that you're currently working with? Like, sharing stories of other people that you're currently working with and what you found out to be true. Like, maybe you read a book that told you one thing, but when you actually work with people in real life, you found out quite another. Those things make really, really good connections, showing that you're consistently like reinvesting in yourself. You're inquisitive enough to figure things out and discover a solution for a particular person. These are all like personal findings that if you share them, they make you much more attractive to your audience. And you can link that then to the testimonials and the social proof that obviously you should also be sharing on your social proof pages, social media pages, sorry.
Yeah, that's right. And then we just chatted the final little bit of this, which I think is quite helpful for the practical brain, which you and I are very kind of left brain, like tell us the system, the structure of how to use something. Is there three things you can do with it once you've decided what it is that you're going to share? Number one, you're going to state the plan. Like, you're going to say, this is what I'm going to go and do. And I think that's the one thing that someone can do quite instantly to become a leader in your postcode and say, like, to become an author or, you know, a thought authority, is to stand up on the stage, metaphorically speaking, and say, this is what I'm doing. This is where I'm going. This is who I am. And this is who I want to be. And you can follow along if you're interested. And that way, literally, then you give something for people to follow. And by definition, you become a leader. And so going out there and saying, this is what I'm going to be working on, and this is where I'm going to explore, like, it gives people something to watch. And so that's the first thing you do. And the second thing, you provide updates on a regular basis. Like, every week or every month, you drop in and say, hey, let's let you know how things are going. And you can reference back the original plan that you laid out. And then the final one is, you then sprinkle like little references to what you're doing on a daily basis in emails or on stories or in posts. Like, if you're doing something on with a regular cadence, you want to just drop those things in, because those are the type of things which make what otherwise might be a vanilla piece of content on why you should drink more water to actually something that's interesting and engaging, because it's written by you and it's now unique because you've sprinkled a bit of you into it, rather than it just being boring, like, oh, you have to drink more water and here's how you can do it. It's like, that's kind of, anyone can write that. ChatGPT could write that, and therefore it's not special, it's not unique, it's not novel. But if you put unique little twists on it by referencing things that are going on in your life as you tell the story or as you give the advice, it's a different game.
Yeah, like circling that back around to how we started this chat today, if I was writing that content right now, it would start with something like, I've got the bladder of a five-year-old child. And that would be like, that would be the initial hook, right? That would bring people in.
Or like, maybe even better, you could say like, Freddie's got a better bladder than me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now it's like, now you're sharing Freddie. Like, no one else can use that hook other than you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, like, it's kind of a hook, you know what I mean? Like,
and then you can link it into the experience of, I'm drinking lots of water at the moment. How does that make me feel? And then I go, and you know, the reason I'm doing that is because, and then you can get to the sciencey stuff because you've earned someone's attention by that point.
Yeah, it's a really good example. So you've just used two things there. You've touched on a personal, like, I have a son, his name's Freddie, he's five, and there's a bit of humor in there, and like, bladder's terrible, so there's a bit of banter. And then there's a bit of Craig bit in there, which is 75 hard and why you're doing it, and not just for the hydration bit, but also for the mental discipline and blah, blah, blah. So there's like, all of a sudden, you've taken a bit of content that you're making around water and you've made it Craig's. Like, no one else can tell that story right now. No one. Because no one else has... Well, I don't imagine anyone else is on day 12 of 75 hard, has a son called Freddie who's five, and is, you know, is telling that story through that lens.
To be fair, I don't have a son called Freddie who's five either. He's seven, but it's fine. It's fine.
It's fucking pedantic sometimes.
So that is our little sniff on how you can start to.
That's the sniff.
On how you can start to think about social media and make it, I think, like, ultimately make it less hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Like that flip of, fuck, I've got to make some content, into actually just looking into your everyday life, your experiences, your trials, your tribulations, your wins, your losses, the things that you're doing with your clients, the things that you're learning about your business, but also like all of your own stuff. That's what people are interested in. Go back to that six-stage ladder. people will not like you if they don't know who you are. They will not trust you if they don't like you. They won't try anything that you have on offer if they don't have a little bit of trust there. And if they haven't tried what you've got on offer, it's going to be difficult to convert them into a client. So that six-stage ladder, which you can find out loads on that through the free content that we've got at Velocity, is so important to respect that. And even more so in something like social media, where you're such a distant creature to the audience that you're speaking to, unless you create that. So it needs to formulate part of your week. You can systemize it over time. You can create something really efficient, but it starts by starting, like so many other things. So yeah, I challenge you to think about that, guys, when you're creating content, or if you're not currently creating content, to think about why that might be an important part of your journey towards a bigger and better business.
That's us for today. I'm gonna go drink some more water and go to the toilet.
Nice one.